This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. 1 in 13 people on Earth use Facebook. It is a staggering number and evidence of the human desire to connect with others through social media. Research at the Human Computer Institute at Carnegie Mellon and other places have found that passively following the lives of others on Facebook can have the opposite effect, triggering feelings of depression, envy, and isolation. Jessica Winter is senior editor at Slate. She argues that the hipster-centric photo-filtering social network Instagram is even worse. Jessica, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me.
If we're to believe the intention of Facebook and Instagram, social media is about connection. Yet there are all these findings about really negative feelings. Why is that?
What this all comes down to is really how we use social media. There are a million different ways of using Facebook. You know, we can use it for one-on-one conversations with friends. We can engage in political debate with a selected group of people. You can play games. You can sign and circulate petitions. You can use your news feed as more or less an RSS feed. And so if your version of Facebook is creating this kind of diverse ecosystem of communication, then chances are, and the research bears this out, that Facebook is going to improve and enhance your life. It's going to improve and enhance the connections that you're making. What these studies have been looking at, and I feel like every 6 months or so, there's another study that comes out, and usually the popular press presents it as, oh my God, Facebook is ruining our lives. What they're looking at very specifically is what they call passive following or passive consumption of Facebook. If you are mostly on Facebook to occasionally update your status, occasionally hit like on something, but you know, for the most part, you are a passive follower. You're scrolling through your feed. You're scrolling through people's beautiful vacation pictures and their romantic sunset honeymoon shots and their beautiful meals at expensive restaurants. Then yes, the chances are somewhat better that Facebook is going to make you feel bad in any number of ways. It's going to intensify your feelings of detachment from people, of alienation. There was a study out of Germany that talked about envy and resentment and how passive following on Facebook can intensify those sorts of feelings. There was also a study out of Utah, and I wrote it down so that I would have it exactly right because it's kind of self-explanatory. They are happier and having better lives than I am. The impact of using Facebook on perceptions of others' lives. So these are real findings. They're peer-reviewed, controlled studies, but it's important to point out that they are looking at very specific kinds of uses of Facebook.
So it would be like pouring through the pages of a glossy travel magazine of the beautiful lives of others, but made even worse because these other people are your friends.
Right. And Hanna Krasnova, who was one of the researchers on the German study that I cite in the piece, talked about this with me, that the closer you are in sort of life history and status with another person, the more likely you are to feel envy. So you are more likely to envy someone you went to kindergarten with than Kim Kardashian.
Okay. What makes Instagram so much worse in your mind?
So Instagram, I would venture, purifies the more negative aspects of Facebook. You are posting photos. You are liking and commenting on other people's photos. You are scrolling through other people's narratives of their lives via their pictures. And so arguably, the Instagram experience purifies these strains of the Facebook experience that researchers have found most troublesome.
Because we're looking at photographs instead of reading people's, you know, sincere comments about their day or interactions with other people, and photographs that are filtered, you know, to look just perfect.
Oh, absolutely. You edit and curate an idealized portrait of your life. You choose the most flattering angles and the most serendipitous moments of your life, and you invest a lot of time doing that. And you recognize on a rational level that other people are doing that too, but it's sort of hard to think that in the moment. And it would also be kind of churlish and horrible to think that in the moment, right? Oh, they're smiling and looking happy in that photo, but I bet they're secretly miserable. I mean, no one, it would be kind of crazy to think that. So what we end up thinking is that everyone has these idealized lives And if we're not engaging in this form of social media in a way that's very proactive, if it becomes kind of passive, then that can result in these sort of negative effects that research has shown us.
I have to say, I'm a little bit more intimidated about using Instagram for some reason. Is this why? Because it's all the worst elements of Facebook?
Again, it depends on how you use it. I have friends who are on Instagram who only follow celebrities. So what they end up with is a kind of curated, personalized version of Us Weekly, and they enjoy it very much. I have a friend who follows exactly 16 people on Instagram, and those 16 people are the only people who are allowed to follow her. And so what she ends up with is a carefully controlled, shareable family and friends photo album. So, you know, I think it's useful to think in structured ways about how we're using this stuff and how this stuff may or may not affect us.
What's the role of sort of stalkerism here on Instagram?
One of the researchers that I spoke with for this piece, Nicole Ellison from the University of Michigan, she coined this phrase when I was talking to her, the gray line of stalkerism. And she was talking about how you run more of a risk of violating the gray line of stalkerism than Facebook. Because, again, there are so many different things that you can share on Facebook. And if you saw someone's Facebook update about, I don't know, a news story that they were interested in, you could see yourself approaching that person at a party and talking them up about it. But if you follow someone on Instagram and you were looking at their romantic sunset honeymoon shots or something, and you, oh, hey, I'm Jessica. I saw your pictures on Instagram. They might think you're really weird. I mean, people have chosen to share their lives with you in this way, but it's still kind of weird.
Maybe all this research suggests that our response to images is so much stronger than all of the other parts of us.
Yes. I mean, Hannah Krasnova, again, one of the researchers with the German study, says this. She says, you do not envy a status update. You envy a picture.
Jessica Winter, senior editor at Slate, thank you so much for
joining
us.
Thank you.
You can link to her article, Here's Why Instagram is Even More Depressing Than Facebook. We have a link to it at wordofmouthradio.org.